last, another weekend, and time for many of us to get out our tools and begin to work on those spring projects that have been waiting all winter for repair. But first, it's a good idea to find a hammer and some nails and begin practicing the fine art of hitting the nail on the head, so that these spring projects are guaranteed to be beautiful. When using a hammer, hitting the nail on its head takes great precision. This skill must be practiced over and over again. But did you know that in the English language, to hit the nail on the head is an idiom which means that you've said something exactly right? In other words, your words were spoken with great precision. This exactness in speech is not always an easy skill, especially because of all the general terms we use, like always, never, everybody, and nobody. When we use these generalizations, we often miss the point, or actually fail to say what it is we really mean. However, this is not the same as making mistakes in a conversation and wishing our mouth had a backspace key. It's more about saying something so perfectly that it could not have been said any better. If you keep in mind the old Chinese proverb, "Practice makes perfect," you'll soon be very good at hitting a nail on the head with a hammer. But it takes vocabulary and practice to speak English well enough to be able to really hit the nail on the head. And if you happen to hit your thumb with that hammer, you'll certainly begin to realize the value of freedom of speech.